was cold. Yeah, my body, but it blessed my soul. It's my reason, my heart, my soul. She's the wheel of the wheel, 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 of the valley, the Friday morning star. No, they weren't, they say, I'm going down on the race. I'm going to wait, wait right here until it comes. I went down to the garden to pray.
Everybody, Pastor Buddy, joining you live tonight around the world, WWCR, the transmitting Jewel of the South. We're sitting in for Brother Clinton, who was detained at the hospital and couldn't make it over to do the program here at the studio, so we're going to come in tonight, and we hope and trust that will have something in the way of information that will bless you and will keep you in this system that we live in called Babylon. We're going to talk about it tonight. Where did we get Christmas? Did we get it from the scriptures? Or is it paganism? Let me give you a few astonishing facts, which may just shock you. How much do you know of the origin of the tree? Christmas, Santa Claus, mistletoe, holly wreath, and the custom of exchanging gifts. Do you really know where it came from? Now, when I was a little boy, and you can't blame children, ladies and gentlemen, for the customs of a people, according to the Bible, are vain. What we're going to examine tonight is the custom of a Christmas tree, hanging up a stocking, opening presents, and doing the things that we have been taught to do, whether that's scriptural or whether Christmas has become a commercial endeavor for Babylon. Now, we know that the merchants, when Babylon fell, and sometimes I long to see truth restored and tradition, you know, the Bible says that in vain you worship me, teaching for doctrine the commandments of men. Now, the most heaviest retail advertising campaign of the year is at Christmas. It's masqueraded to the little children as Santa Claus. If you're going to be good, Santa Claus will come and see you. And if you're not, you won't be receiving a present this year. And so children are basically, they are bought off, if you will, to be good, if that can be done. Most children today are so unruly and unkempt. They despise dominion, rulership, and things of this nature. that Christmas and the customs of Christmas has become the greatest commercial venture to the retailers. That's people that sell you stuff from Babylon, and they saturate, if you will, the ads on television. You have to sit and watch these little stories, and Christianity is caught up in this paganism and become, if you will, guilty of paganism. Now, let me just go to the Bible just a moment, and then we'll get into our message. Hear the word which Yahweh speaks unto you, O house of Israel. Maybe that's why that the world has gone after the pagan customs, that all the world is not Israel. You know, Christianity has said that all the world can be saved. And that's not true. But that's another message, and we won't get into that. Let's dwell on the customs of, you see, the Bible said bring up a child in the way that it should go. And yet we've told them that there's a Santa Claus that will bring them gifts once a year, and we children are, you know, we're made to believe these things because we want to believe them. Who wouldn't want to receive a little gift around Christmas? Children are gullible, and they believe their parents. I know I believed it. And it was quite a while, long time before my parents realized that I had come to the knowledge that there was no Santa Claus. And yet they kept telling me the lie. And ladies and gentlemen, I don't know how you cut it or how you polish it or how you clean it up and scrub it and sell it to the children. It's of truth. It's not the truth. We've become so inoculated that many take offense when told the truth. And when you preach the truth, you become the villain rather than a man of Yahweh or a teacher of Yahweh. You become the Scrooge that upsets the traditional apple cart, if you will, and you are rejected because that you cannot go along with these customs that are not biblical. Now, we've got a lot of people in the United States, particularly that I'm covering tonight on WWCR on 5890, and glad to have you in here and thankful for that. But to sell merchandise is all of Satan's delusions, and it makes the merchants rich that is mentioned in the book of Revelations. But it said, come out of her, my people, and learn not the way of the heathen. Do not be dismayed at the signs of heaven. Now, we're told that on December the 25th, that Christ was born. And we celebrate the birthday of Christ on December the 25th. Is there any events in history that would prove that from the signs of the heaven? The answer is no. A resounding no. But the Christmas spirit created year after year to honor the merchandising other than the birth of a babe that we say we believe in. And did you know that there's more non-Christians that believe in Christmas, celebrate the revelry and the paganism, just like Christians have become, that we don't honor the true Messiah, the one we call Christ, but we honor the god of merchandising, and we become a victim of Satan's delusions that he appears as an angel of light. And on Christmas now, we've got lights. Did you know that I have seen an elaborate display of Christmas lights that cost into the thousands of dollars to each year for the participants that celebrate these pagan holidays, and they go to great expense to become part of the goodwill at Christmas with billions of dollars, billions now, spent in a merchandising frenzy every year. And the system that we've created is nothing more than Babylon. Now, let me go in a little deeper to the book of Jeremiah, chapter 10, where we're reading in our lesson tonight of the custom paganism. And I know, ladies and gentlemen, that this is hard for you to hear if you still participate in Christmas. When you justify it, and we got a lot of people that know it's not right and know that there's no Santa Claus, but you keep denying the truth in order to keep your traditions. Isn't that what Christ said? Full well you reject the commandments. There's no commandment anywhere to worship Christ, the Messiah, as a baby laying in a manger, and to give gifts. Now, notice what the scripture says here. These customs were prevalent in the time of Jeremiah, the weeping prophet that cried out against these heathenistic, paganistic ways, for one cut a tree from the forest. Oh, did you know that just selling Christmas trees is part of the billions of dollars spent by needy people every year? And ladies and gentlemen, this starts all over again. Now we've got the permanent trees. We spend money to set up elaborate trees. They cost quite a few dollars, by the way. But we go into the forest and we cut a tree. Is it paganism? Or is it a act of a pagan worship other than true Christianity worshiping? The work of the hands of the workmen with the axe. They decorate it with silver and gold. They fasten it with nails and hammers so that it will not topple. I used to have a hard time. You know, this is before, when I was celebrating Christmas, that some good man thought up the ideal of putting these screws that you could actually put the holder or the tree into the holder and tighten it with screws like a screwdriver or a power of a pliers or a wrench, and you could tighten it to keep it from toppling. Have you ever had that problem as you celebrate the pagan customs of Babylon? Did you know that the book of Revelations issues a warning in the 18th chapter in the 4th verse? Come out of her, my people, that you be not partakers of her sin, and that you receive not of her plague. Now, the only way you could come out and come clean is to denounce the pagan customs of going into the forest, cutting a tree, decorating it, and setting it up to keep it from falling, and string lights on it and put mistletoe. We're going to get into some of those customs and show you where that Christmas actually came from. The facts may shock you, ladies and gentlemen. And if you'll stop and think just for a moment, very few people have ever reflected on why they believe what they do. They just like, they have a herd mentality. If you see people gathering up and running to the forest, and you go into these cities and you see these lots filled with Christmas trees and people out there selecting different trees, and they actually don't have enough to go around. The merchants wax rich, and you're caught up in that frenzy. It's just like a feeding of sharks. It's just like Christmas sales. You know, they'll have these special sales to give you a bargain, or at least make you think so. And did you know that people have been injured, even killed, in the stampede when they swing open the doors to these merchantiles who practice these customs and encourage it with advertising, and they spend billions of dollars, and we have a sheep instinct to follow the wolves to the slaughter. But whether is it right or wrong, whether we follow the herd, does it really hurt, or does it bother you to quit the pagan customs of the heathen? Could you accept the fact that you're not going to give out any more gifts at Christmas, and you're not going to buy any for your loved ones or others? You know, most times that gift exchanging is exactly what it's for, to exchange gifts. Well, I'll give so-and-so a present, and I hope that I get a better one. And the anticipation and the mystery of what you're going to get, or what that person had in mind when they were thinking of you, is part of the lure that we have around Christmas time. 25th of December was never celebrated by any of the apostles, the prophets, or anyone that believed in the Messiah. Neither the apostles, none of those who are mentioned in the Bible, they never used December the 25th, and most people, Christians today, oh yes, Jesus was born on December the 25th. Well, how do you know that? Well, that's what they tell me at church. Christmas itself means Mass of Christ. Or if you shorten it, as Christmas has become, we shorten it to Christmas. And it's been observed by non-Christians as well as Christians, Protestants, and the host that gave it to us in a lot of the traditional ways of the Roman Catholic Church. Did it come from the New Testament scriptures? And the answer would be no. Why then is it celebrated? To celebrate Christmas that came from the tradition of the Roman Catholic Church, which adopted the pagan rituals. We're going to go into that, and we're going to explain it to you, that the pagan customs around Easter or Christmas, in this case, Christmas, centers around January calendars, and it came from Egypt, and it gravitated slowly into Christmas. Now, if you go to the encyclopedia under the heading Natal Day, you find that the early Catholic father, Origen, acknowledged the truth that in the scriptures no one is recorded to have kept a feast or marked December the 25th or held a banquet and celebrated it as the Savior's birthday. Now, we know that the Pharaohs and Herod and others were rejoicing in the day which he was to be killed rather than celebrated. So history is repeat with traditions that we've learned from the book of Jeremiah chapter 10 that we're not to do that. And yet we continue to make believe. I don't want to hurt so-and-so's feelings. Well, I've got to send them a Christmas card. And I know it's not Christmas. I know it's pagan, Pastor Buddy, but I got a card from so-and-so, and I have to return the favor. So-and-so got me a present, and I have to return the favor. Notice what the Encyclopedia Americana 1944 edition says about Christmas. It was, according to many authorities, not celebrated in the first centuries of the Christian church, as the Christian usage in general was to celebrate the death of remarkable persons rather than their birth. The communion, which is instituted in New Testament biblical authority, is a memorial of the death of the Messiah. A feast that was celebrated in memory of his birth in the Western Church was forever, if you will, celebrated from the old Roman feast of the birth of the Son, as to no certain knowledge of the day of the Messiah. It was unknown. So it was more in a way to honor the Son, S-U-N, not the S-O-N, and these pagan customs found their way slowly as the church adopted ways to make money, if you will. And here, ladies and gentlemen, we go through a constant holiday and advertising. You know, they started Easter, and then they go to the customs of Thanksgiving, and then they go to the customs of Halloween, and the customs of Christmas. And we have a holiday to celebrate in paganistic ways every year to keep us busy and buying goods and merchandising from the city of Rome, which I believe is the institutor of Babylon. Come out of her, my people. Yahweh was not born on December. The Song of Solomon, chapter 2, verse 11, and Ezra 10 and 9 through 13, we find that the winter was a rainy, cold season, not permitting shepherds to abide in the open fields, and yet it's an ancient custom that steeped from the customs of the heathen to go into the fields and cut the tree, decorate it, and nail it to keep it from toppling over or falling. And we have now today children all over the world being told excitingly that it's the Messiah's birthday and we're celebrating it when there was no biblical authority to do so. Yahweh's birth is unknown. But we have evidence in the Bible that shows us that December the 25th was nowhere close to the date. Now, let's go back and examine a scripture and compare it with the traditions of today. Well, we find that Elizabeth was heavy with child in the sixth month. We know that Gabriel appeared to Miriam, the little girl that became pregnated with the father who overshadowed her, and she was heavy with child, and it was announced after that Elizabeth was 6 months. So that would have been around September that the Messiah somewhere would be conceived and born in the spring. Not the early spring, but the late spring, sometime after the spring equinox, we would have a birth. Now, we know exactly by counting the months that he would have been born close to May, at least April or May of that year. That's not even close to December the 25th. Now, the Encyclopedia of Religious Knowledge says in its article on Christmas just how much the date of the festival depended upon the pagan December the 25th that lined with Saturnalia, which was December 17 through 24, as a pagan holiday, and they celebrated the shortest day in the year, and the new sun that appeared. And isn't it strange that we have such close pagan ties that it's almost too good to be true, and it is. It's a lie, and the more we practice a custom that is incorrect or has no biblical application for justification of celebration, we know that the parents who are now guilty of lying to their children, telling them that Santa Claus is going to come down the chimney and we celebrate, and little children grow up believing this with all of their heart. Now, I understand that as a child, you think as a child, but when you become a man, you put away childish things. What about the men and the women that have grown up as men and women and still practice the behavior of idolatry, sun worship, and adopt it as truth and sell it to their children year after year? Ladies and gentlemen, there's something wrong with December the 25th coming up here in just a short time. Today is the 19th day of December. And the Encyclopedia Britannica says that certain Latins as early as 354 may have transferred the birthday from the Messiah's true beginning, and I gave you the timeline, over to December the 25th, which was then a custom feast of the started and originated in the original Babylon of ancient Nimrod. It stems from the roots whose beginning was shortly this side of the flood. It didn't take long for the pagans to learn the customs, and then the Christians adopted these and have gone about the business of lying to their families. You say, oh, Pastor Betty, you see, you just make it sound so awful, and really it's a good thing to put up a Christmas tree and celebrate and give gifts. There's nothing wrong with it. Again, learn not. If you look at many of the ancient writings, and look at Nimrod in Hebrew, It's derived from the word Merad, meaning he rebelled or he's a rebel. Nimrod in Hebrew means the rebelled one who set these customs up, and he became the instigator of ancient Babylon and the art of making huge sums of money went over well with the merchants, as they claimed, the merchants claimed the right to have a festival called Winter. Now, look at the ancient writings, and we'll examine Nimrod just a little bit closer. We know that Nimrod was so evil. We are told in history that he married his own mother and had a child by her. And, or it's reported to be that he had a child with her after he died. After Nimrod's untimely death, his so-called mother wife, Semiramis, brought the evil teaching of the survival of Nimrod as a spirit being, and she claimed that a full-grown evergreen tree sprang up overnight from a dead tree stump, which symbolized the springing forth unto new life of the dead Nimrod. And on each anniversary of his birth, she claimed, Nimrod would visit the evergreen tree and leave gifts upon the tree, and December the 25th was the stated birthday of Nimrod, and that's the origin of the Christmas tree. So the next time you race out to buy a tree, you're planning on going this week, if you don't already have one up, you need to get one up. By all means, you can't miss the origin of the Christmas tree. You've got to keep that practice going, not of the practice that it recognized Christ who hang on a tree, but Nimrod, who would visit the evergreen tree every December the 25th and leave gifts for his so-called wife, his own mother. And this evil teaching is brought into Christian fellowship and worship, and the Semiramis became the Babylonian queen of heaven, and even the ancient Israelites in the book of Jeremiah, chapter 8, we are told that they even baked cakes to the queen of heaven. And that's who that they were honoring because of the traditions. And so, ladies and gentlemen, Christianity has found paganism. Paganism found Christianity. We know that the mother and child worship stemmed from these events of Nimrod and Semiramis, when we're told of this adventure that they had in history. It's often repeated, and it became a custom to change it from Christ, or from Nimrod, to Christ. Does that make it right because we have believed a lie? That Nimrod is reborn? And we have the worship of mother and child spread all over the world in a doctrine that has nothing to do with the Christianity, but everything to do with paganism. As we sing and hum and chant the hymns, Silent Night, Holy Night, with mother and child theme, and that was born in Babylonish world and delivered to Christianity, and we have kept it faithfully. The real origin of the Christmas goes back to ancient Babylon. It's bound up in organized apostasy with the devil, who has tricked and deceived the world with his lie. And us righteous Christians keep repeating the lie year after year. For in Egypt, as it was celebrated, as I said before, it's always believed that Isis, the Egyptian name for the Queen of Heaven, was born also on December the 25th. Paganism celebrated this famous birthday long before they attributed it to Christ. So paganism has made its way through the Chaldean mysteries founded by Nimrod, supported by Nimrod's mother, who became his wife and bare his son. After that, Nimrod died. How did we get the mistletoe now, Pastor Buddy? Let me explain a little bit of the mistletoe mystique for you. Among the ancient pagans, mistletoe was used in the festival of the winter solstice because it was considered sacred to the sun, because it was supposed to be a miraculous healing power. The pagan custom of kissing under the mistletoe was an early step in the night of revelry and drunken celebration tide season. Now, ladies and gentlemen, should we learn the ways of the heathen? The book of the Encyclopedia Americana says that the holly, the mistletoe, and the Yule log are relics of pre-Christian paganism, which has made its way into Christianity as we have now, as Christians, use Christmas wreath that has been traced to the pagan customs of decorating buildings and places of worship at the feast which took place at the time of Christmas. And the Christmas tree, springing from the Mesopotamia area with Nimrod and Babylon and its mother and son worship. Ladies and gentlemen, no wonder we're steeped in paganism. Clearly, old Santa Claus is living well today. We show him tired and weary from the North Pole, where he's supposed to live at the top of the world, which in reality is an insult to our Maker who lives in the North. Yahweh dwells in the North, the Bible says. The name Santa Claus is a corruption of the name of Saint Nicholas, a Roman Catholic bishop who lived in the 5th century, if you look into the Encyclopedia Britannica, volume 19, pages 648 through 649, you'll read that Saint Nicholas, Bishop of Myra, a saint honored by the Greeks and the Latins and celebrated in the 6th of December. A legend of his bestowal of dowries and the three daughters of an impoverished citizen is said to have originated and brought the old custom of giving presents in secret on the eve of St. Nicholas, which was moved from December the 6th to Christmas Day or Christmas night, with Santa Claus delivering the goods once again in the paganism that is steeped into the heart. It's become such a lie, like the banks that have become too big to fail. We prop them up year after year, and we will not tear down the mystique of the Santa Claus. Ladies and gentlemen, Satan has got his claws in Christmas. Satan has got his paganistic ways, made it into what we call Christmas. And when you go shopping this season, if you've not already been, think about this, that the scriptures is against you doing such a thing. Notice, the interchange of presents between friends is a characteristic of Christmas and Saturnalia. It's been adopted by Christians from the pagans and to study Christmas in reality, it will plainly show that the fact is that this custom fastened upon people of exchanging gifts with friends and relatives at Christmas has not a single trace of truth about it. Strange that we celebrate something that has no truth, and when truth is preached, it's cast to the ground, and the people continue to prosper. Notice, ladies and gentlemen, that the time has come that men must return to the old path. The custom of exchanging gifts on the Messiah's birthday were following an old and ancient Eastern custom of paganism of presenting gifts to the king, and when they came into his presence, they were approaching the king, and it was custom required that they brought gifts demonstrated in the Bible in certain areas. The Queen of Sheba brought gifts to Solomon. And when you're important, they feel like a gift will turn your heart in their favor. Are we trying to win people with truth when we give gifts? Or are we trying to carry on the tradition that we've learned from the pagan customs of the heathen, which the scripture tells us not to do? Yahweh said, in vain they worship me, teaching for doctrine the commandment of men. Matthew 15:9. Christmas observance is a tradition, and the commandments of Yahweh forbid it. When he said, go not into the forest and cut trees and decorate them and nail them to the floor to keep them from toppling over. Do not wrap presents and celebrate like they did in the custom days of the heathen, where we have so righteously fitted these customs and sanitized these customs and made it appear righteous. So this bill of goods the devil has, even to unsuspecting people that feel like that they've done no harm when they participate and the pagan customs of the world. Now, when it says to come out of the world, that means quit. Have you had a chance? Have you been warned that Christmas is nothing more than a commercial season sponsored and kept alive by the heaviest retail advertising campaigns of Babylon? Do you see Santa Claus masquerading as a good old guy, jolly, no truth in him? He don't speak. You know, if you've been good, he'll bring you a present. And if you'll continue eulogizing the pagan season and its spirit and stay gullible and teach the customs to the people that are vain, then you want to stay in Babylon. You are part of Babylon, and the Bible clearly says, come out of her, my people, that you be not partakers of her sin, that you receive not of her plagues. But it's so righteous, buddy, how could it be wrong? There's nothing wrong in it. You make it sound so evil. Ladies and gentlemen, evil comes from a lie. Truth comes from wisdom and knowledge and studying and coming out of Babylon to not be partakers, not to share, but to come out of her by people, that you be not partakers of her sins. 18:4 Revelation. Now, this year, you could change. You could tell your children the truth. Oh, they're too young, buddy. They would never, they would offend them so much. They would see other children getting gifts, and our children would have to suffer. Yes? And that's what the Bible said. Suffer, little children, to come unto me, for such is the kingdom of heaven. Do you know that when children are taught truth and you practice truth in front of them and you set them an example, that they will gladly come out of tradition? They know deep down in their heart it's nothing but a lie. But they see so many adults acting as adulterers, idolaters, and those who practice the pagan customs of the heathen, like kissing under the mistletoe, the holly wreath, and the custom of exchanging gifts on December the 25th, which has become the largest incorporated holiday in the world. And it's all about December the 25th when the S-U-N, it's the worship of the sun, it's a feast of the sun. It's a feast of the heathen. And the Bible again says, learn not the ways of the heathen. And ladies and gentlemen, I ask you tonight, by Yahweh's will, that you come out of her, my people. Try it and see. When you quit giving gifts, it's all right to give a gift. It's all right to do these things, but not in a way that you would worship the pagans or participate with a pagan. You say, well, we do it over at our church, so it ain't pagan, Pastor Buddy. You say it is, but it's not. I don't care what you do in a church house or whether you do it in a bar. If it ain't right, two wrongs don't make a right. If you do it in church and you do it in the bar, or you do it anywhere and it's not right, come out of her. Accept the truth. Stand for the truth. Hear the word of the truth and to walk in and what? Find rest for your soul. Do you know that Yahweh is calling you tonight through his word? That Yahweh is wanting you to stand up and be accounted? That he wants you to come out of Babylon and not to participate? I know when I came out, I had trouble. I had to explain my actions to the people that was accustomed to me joining in their pagan customs. When you come out, they will hate you for the truth that you tell. The little child, it might break his heart. It might hurt him, and he might feel wrong when you tell him right. But once you set an example, and you come out, and you quit participating, then he will see his way clear for himself to come out. Yahweh is wanting you to hear his word. Well, I've got to go. I've got to leave you with my address here tonight. I'm sitting in for Brother Clinton tonight. And we wish Miss Sarah well, who was involved in an automobile accident. And Brother Clinton has been involved in trying to set the house in order, so to speak. We're just thankful that his daughter was not injured in the wreck. She spent the night in the hospital, but she was released with minor injuries, and we're so thankful that Yahweh watched over. You see, in this pagan day, it was a woman that ran the red light to one of the busiest shopping centers in that city. I'm telling you, they are such a rush to get to these pagan merchandising exchanges or outlets that they will not yield to you when you have the right of way. So you be careful when you travel. Did you know there's a lot of drunks on the road at Christmas, and two-thirds of them are Christian? They think they got a right to celebrate drinking. Did you know that it's one of the most deadliest festivals that separated as many lives are lost as a result by those who are celebrating the pagan rituals and the vain customs of people? May Yahweh know you, and may Yahweh keep you in his will and truth, and may you depart from the pagan custom. You can write me tonight at Pastor Buddy, Post Office Box 568, Sweetwater, Tennessee. Now that's Pastor Buddy at Post Office Box 568, Sweetwater, Tennessee, with a zip 37874. Now you can call me. I'm live tonight around the world on WWCR, the transmitting jewel of the South, located in Nashville, Tennessee. You can call me at area code 423-351-1082. Now again, that's Pastor Buddy at 423-351-1082. If you would like to have our website, let me give you the website tonight. That would be oneyahweh.com. Now that's Pastor Buddy and oneyahweh.com. You can go there, and we have this very article that I have spoke from tonight. I have that article up there that you could find, this article written, and you could study it, and maybe you could find your way clear to come out of Babylon. Yahweh is speaking to you tonight in this pagan rituals of holiday. May Yahweh bless you, and may you come out of her, my people, and be not partakers of her sins, because the sins of the people have reached into heaven. And ladies and gentlemen, the time has come that men will not endure sound doctrine, but will heap to themselves teachers having itching ears. They want to hear what you want to hear. They want to do what you want to do. And ladies and gentlemen, they are about their father's business in these pagan days, and they want you to participate in these pagan days of Satan. I want you to hear the word and come out of her, my people. I'd like to give you Clinton's telephone number tonight if you'd like to call him. Just mention that you heard Pastor Buddy on WWCR. That's Clinton. His number is 865-255-1012. Well, we gotta get out of here tonight. As the old time on the clock has told us that we've gotta go. And, we need to get about our Father's business. And we need to, be sure to come out of Babylon and not participate in the custom heathens customs that they've got going on tonight. May Yahweh bless you. May Yahweh give you a true understanding of His truth. One more time, quickly, as I've got time to give you my mailing address. That's Pastor Buddy, Post Office Box 568, Sweetwater, Tennessee, 37874. Again, my telephone number, area code 423-351-1082. Well, you can hear Pastor Buddy again here on the same station at the same time. I'll be on here Wednesday night live again. On Wednesday night at 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, and Thursday night at the same time on 5890 around the world, WWCR, Nashville. So join us Wednesday night and Thursday night again with our series of the message, The Birthright. As we have done three parts, I don't know where we'll stay on it, but we will give you the message of the hour for Wednesday night. May Yahweh bless you, and may Yahweh keep you. Shalom. Hallelujah.